When you pray, God hears you. And your voice is in the very throne room of the God who created the known universe. That's where we find ourselves now, in God's presence. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, Father, provider, you have provided for us, Christ Jesus, a way unto hope and salvation. You have provided the Holy Spirit to empower our lives to live in the midst of whatever we're called to do. Whether it is to go forward or to endure where we may be. Whether it's to challenge and lift up or encourage or give hope. Or to be a presence in the time of need. You have hopes and dreams for us, far more than we can even imagine on our own. And you love us so much that we know you sent your Son to redeem us, to bring us back to you, to give us hope and eternal life with you, to restore that relationship that had been broken. You, as the Father, reached out to us. And Father, as your children, may we be strong enough to reach out to one another, to reach out and share love and grace through Jesus' name. May we share in prayers for each other, in the ministry of presence with one another. May we share, Father, in your love and grace, that we may share that love and grace into the world around us. As you empower us, may we live into that 11th commandment Christ gave us, to love one another as we have been loved. And Father, as we come into this time of worship, may we know that the church isn't about the walls, brick, and stucco, but about those who follow you here and out there. It's about the journey together. And Father, in that journey together, we are called by the Apostle Paul to pray for each other without ceasing. And we come and lift up the needs within our church. Father, even the needs we didn't hear, but are there. And Father, not only that, but we lift up the community of faith, not only here at this place, but in our community. Father, we realize that the fields are white unto harvest. But all the laborers seem too few. So, Father, embolden us and empower us to share your love and grace in the world outside our walls. And not only this church, but every church that believes in you through Jesus Christ. And, Father, not only do we pray for our churches, we pray for our whole community, our schools, hospitals, emergency workers. We pray, Father, for the leaders in our community. Father, we pray for our nation in a time of differences, that Christ be proclaimed as that which unifies us. For he is the one that died for all. So, Father, today as we come, we don't just lift up kind of those things close to us, but the needs in the world around us. Father, we watch international news and we see the atrocities that are being committed. But Father, always let us know that there is good going on out there. There are people loving each other and touching each other and helping each other. Hundreds of boxes of Christmas gifts from this community will touch lives in a far distant place than rock springs. So, Father, as we bring all of this before you, we know that you hear our prayers. Thank you, Lord, that you hear us when we pray. You love us and give us the strength to pray for one another and to love as we have been loved. In Christ's name we pray. Let us pray as he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.